Today, and a freshman congressman from Ocala is doing his duty from a hospital bed. These are the stories we are working on this hour. Good morning, Dave. Good morning, everyone. I'm Bill Gephardt at 601 with Joy 108 News. More than 6,000 New York City police officers are working overtime this week. They're providing protection and traffic control for Soviet President Mikhail Gorbachev, who arrives later today. A police department spokesman says they'll have a contingency plan in place should the Soviet leader decide to get out of his limousine to greet the crowds, as he did in Washington last year. Major avenues to be closed off at times during the height of rush hour to allow Gorbachev's 45-car motorcade to move freely through the city. The people at NASA and the Air Force are probably pleased with all the attention being given to Gorbachev's visit. It takes the spotlight off the space shuttle Atlantis, which is scheduled to end a secret military mission late today. The shuttle to land at Edwards Air Base in California. PTO founder Jim Baker has been ordered to appear in court next week to answer charges of fraud and tax evasion. Baker was indicted yesterday along with a former aide for allegedly defrauding contributors who bought lifetime partnerships in the PTL Ministries Heritage Village theme park in South Carolina. Two other former aides were indicted on charges of tax evasion. Baker's wife, Tammy, was also the target of the grand jury investigation, but she was not indicted. Congressman-elect Cliff Stearns is off but not running to work in the 101st Congress. The Ocala Republican was admitted to Bethesda Naval Hospital last week after feeling ill during orientation classes for freshman representatives. The House doctor noticed Stearns was dehydrated and had a fever, and the new congressman was ordered hospitalized as a precaution. Doctors in Los Angeles say they're increasingly optimistic that actor Gary Busey will make a full recovery from Sunday's motorcycle accident. Busey suffered severe injuries when he hit his unhelmeted head on a curb. Hospital spokesman says his condition has been upgraded to stable. Busey has been an outspoken opponent of a proposed state law that would have made helmets mandatory for cycle riders.